Well, the Devils scored 3 goals in the first 6 minutes to chase Florida netminder Jose Teodor, and they lost last night in New Jersey.
Dallas Samuels on the Campbell in, shoots, scores! 4-3 Florida on another power play goal!
That Brian Campbell tally in the second period completed the rally as the Panthers came back to beat the Devils 4-3 and take a 2-1 series lead, sound courtesy of the NHL. In Detroit, Pekka Rinne stopped 40 shots between the pipes as the Predators skated past the Red Wings 3-1 to take a 3-1 series lead. In Chicago, Mikhail Bodker scored halfway through the first overtime as the Coyotes downed the Blackhawks 3-2. Phoenix leads that series 2-1. To the NBA last night in New York, Carmelo Anthony scored 35 points, grabbed 12 boards, and dished out 10 assists for his second career triple-double as the Knicks dumped the Celtics 118-110 to keep their division title hopes alive. Elsewhere, Indiana dropped Philadelphia 102-97, San Antonio routed the Lakers 112-91, Detroit blasted Cleveland 116-77, and Memphis got by Minnesota 91-84. In college basketball news, all 5 Kentucky starters, Anthony Davis, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, Marcus Teague, Terrence Jones, and Deron Lamb, have declared for the NBA draft. To baseball, last night in Boston, Mike Napoli launched 2 of the Rangers' 6 home runs as they blasted the Red Sox 18-3. In New York, Chris Stewart hit a go-ahead 2-run single and had 3 RBIs for the first time in his career to lead the Yankees to an 8-3 win over Minnesota. Elsewhere in the American League, Detroit downed Kansas City 3-1, Baltimore bounced the White Sox 3-2, Toronto topped Tampa Bay 7-3, Oakland edged the Angels 5-3, and Cleveland rallied to beat Seattle 9-8. Over to the NL last night in Atlanta, the Braves tagged Johan Santana for 6 runs, 4 earned, chasing him after just 1 1/3 as they routed the Mets 9-3. Elsewhere, at 49, Jamie Moyer became the oldest pitcher to win a Major League game, pitching Colorado past San Diego 5-3. Milwaukee got by the Dodgers 5-4, Washington blanked Houston 1-0, Miami beat the Cubs 5-2, St. Louis held off Cincinnati 2-1, Pittsburgh dropped Arizona 5-4, and San Francisco doubled up Philadelphia 4-2. And sad news out of New York. Dom Valentino, a longtime sportscaster who once called games for the Yankees, Nets, and Islanders, died Tuesday after a long illness. He was 83. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.